好，感谢主。
Praise Lord.
呀，愿意神在我们当中掌王权，居首位。
May God have His sovereignty in us.
呀，今天讲到的题目是信心向蒙恩转化。
The sermon title today is Faith Transforms into Grace.
开始讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before preaching, let's pray to the Lord.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你赐给我们信心。
Lord, thank you for giving us the great at the faith.
感谢你让我们在信心中经历你的恩典。
And let us experience your grace in our faith.
让我们经历与神相合的恩典。
Also, we can just experience the grace and of peace with you.
你让我们领受丰富的爱意。
And also, let us just receive this your abundant love.
因为我们的满足唯一是以神为乐。
Because and all the joy is just only because we have you.
主要这是我们唯一的满足。
This is our only content.
因为我们的好处不在你以外。
Because there's nothing good just outside of you.
求主再次的教导我们。
Lord, please teach us again.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，信心向蒙恩转化。
Faith transforms into grace.
呀，从第五章开始，保罗就离开了旧约。
Starting from chapter 5, Paul just leaves Old Testament.
他开始回到新约的主题来谈信心。
He just returned and to New Testament and to talk about faith.
谈信心谈什么呢？
So what does it want to talk about?
其实谈信心就是谈信心与信徒之间的关系嘛。
And that's a relationship between faith and the believers.
这就是信心向蒙恩转化的由来。
This is the origin of the transformation of faith into grace.
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
与神相合的恩典。
The grace of peace with God.
此话怎讲呢？
So what does that mean?
什么叫与神相合呢？
So what does that mean that to have peace with God?
在这个之前就有一个神与人不相合的现状，对吧？
Before this, and there's a situation that the human being does not have the peace with the Lord.
那这种不相合的状况是怎么形成的呢？
How did this form?
我们知道自从始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后呢？
We understand after the sin of our ancestor Adam and Eve.
人类就处在与神违和，就是不相合嘛，不和谐的状态之中。
And the mankind was in a state of the disharmony with God.
也如同某些被封闭在有一些枯井下面的人的眼界是一样的。
It is just also like some people who are enclosed under some kind of a dry well.
的人是井底之蛙，却自我感觉良好的夸耀所见到的井上天呐。
And like the people just feel good about themselves and just boast about the sky they see above the well.
你看我们多好，与神都已经相隔了，多好呢？
Look at us, how good we are. We're separated from God.
明明被罪所捆绑，他说：“你看我们多自由啊！”
Obviously, the one is just bounded by the sin, but he feel like he has a freedom.
所以我们首先需要关心一个问题：到底这个相合是怎么回事？
Therefore, we need to care about this. The question, what does that mean to have a peace with God?
这里是我们所说的第一个小点，首先称义的本质。
So the first, the nature of justification.
坦率讲，称义的真理结构是不容易讲得清楚的。
To be honest, the truth of structure of justification is not easy to explain.
它牵连的方方面面也不容易把它架构的明白。
And it is connected with some.Just a lot of things. It's not easy to have a clear structure.
但是当然，这也是可以很简单的嘛。
But at the same time, it can be very simple.
人犯罪以后就处于罪的光景中。
After a person sins, he is in a state of sin.
所谓罪的光景，在神的眼中就是不义的光景。
The state of sin meaning a state of unrighteousness.
这种不义的状态使得我们与神相隔呀。
In this kind of situation, we are just separated from God.
因此，在这种情况下，神人关系就是擦肩而过的状态。
Therefore, in this kind of situation, and the relationship with God is like just side by side and no intersection.
在逻辑上呢，神和人是之间没有交集的，相差而过。
In logic, it is no intersection.
那这种情况是什么时候开始发生变化的呢？
So.When does this kind of situation change?
又是如何发生变化的呢？
Also, how did it change?
就是自从我们相信了耶稣基督之后。
It is since we believe in Jesus Christ.
就开始改换道路，走义路了。
And then the path has changed. That means to take the path of righteousness.
这就叫与神相合了，对吧？
This is called being at peace with God.
在神的眼中呢？
In the eyes of God.
这个人呢，一旦信了主啊，
Once a person believes in Jesus,
就开始走天路了。
He begins to walk on the road of to heaven.
天路就是神眼中的义路，就是一条正确对的道路。
So the road to heaven, and that is the righteous path.
于是乎，神就称这些人是他义中人了。
God calls this kind of people one of His righteousness.
这种这里所说的义是指的公义了。
Here we're just talking about righteousness.
就是神眼中看为对的事情、对的人，对吧
？So it refers to things and the people that are right in the eyes of God.
那是如何成就和完成这个过程的呢
？So how did this accomplished?
那就是人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
And that is a person without the faith and cannot please the Lord.
所谓的信就是上帝所赐的信心嘛。
So the faith, and that is a faith given by God.
所谓信就是上帝所要人活的那个生命。
So faith is a life given by God for people to live.
所以人去活了，就蒙神悦纳了。
So.The person stay become alive and being accepted by God.
当然也会有人不同意嘛。
Of course, some people may disagree.
我就是不同意啊。
I just disagree.
呀，你到底怎么回事？我不清楚啊。
I do not understand.
你要来说服我呀。
Try to convince me.
反正就是摆出一副死猪不怕热水烫的姿态。你来啊，我不怕，对吧？
People just have some kind of the attitude, just like they don't just care about how you say.
他仿佛站在一个不幸的有利地形，要与神相对抗啊。
It just seems like he's standing at just a high point and just want to just resist with the gospel.
但是这些不相信神的人，他永远不会体会一个真理。
However, and the unbelievers will never be able to understand the truth.
你相信，你就能够得到神的恩典。
If you believe in God, you will receive the grace.
你要是不相信，也就永远体会不到上帝的公义与慈爱了。
On the contrary, unbeliever will never be able to appreciate God's justice and the love.
你还奢望为神所用，那做梦去吧，不可能的嘛。
If you still want to be used by God, that is impossible.
啊，其次是进入的恩典。
Secondly, the grace of entry.
啊，进入的恩典是什么意思呢？
What is grace of entry?
呀，所谓相信就是信到上帝里面去，对吧？
So to believe that means to believe in God.
所以信仰的经历基本上就是一个进入的过程。
Therefore, the experience of faith is a process of entry.
为什么这么讲呢？
So what does that mean?
因为信心是不能够停留在认知的表面。
Because faith cannot stay on the surface of knowledge.
乃是要进入信仰的实质。
But enters into the essence of faith.
呀，就是教会团契生活中去领受神的恩典。
Which is the fellowship life of the church to receive His grace.
呀，我们做决志祷告。
So when we just do the prayer, receive Christ.
好像就已经进入了上帝的恩典，对不对？
And it's just that, like we already enter into the gospel.
然后我们在教会里边按照恩赐参与各样的服事，那就算是站在主的恩典中啦。
And then we just serve in the church according to the gift God gives us, and means we are in grace.
请大家不要小看这两个基本的步骤哦。
Please do not just overlook about these two steps.
我们进入信仰以及站立在恩典之中，靠自己是靠不来的。
So entering the faith and standing in our belief just cannot be completed by ourselves.
所以保罗的基本前设是借着主耶稣基督，也就是靠着主才有可能完成。
Therefore, Paul's premise is that it is through the Lord Jesus Christ, and also we only accomplish this by God.
因为这个过程靠自己是无法完成的步伐呀。
Because it just cannot be accomplished by oneself.
所以简言之，就是靠主进入站立就是恩典了。
In short, relying on the Lord, entering and the standings are grace.
好，最后是欢喜的盼望。
Finally, joyful hope.
我们发现我们当中有些人呢、啊、
We now find out there's some people among us.
虽然仿佛已经进入
Although they have entered.
似乎也站立得住了
They seem to be standing firm.
也貌似正在依靠主
And they seem to be relying on the Lord.
但我们会发现他就是不喜乐
However, we just notice they just do not have the joy.
我们平常的观察也不是很难会发现什么呢？
It's not hard. We can find our observation.
脸上挂着忧愁啊。
And they have the sadness on their face.
常常的愁锁眉睫。
A lot of time they were just at the frowning.
甚至整天都愁云惨雾的。
And every day just being just gloomy.
有没有想过为什么呢？
Have you thought about the reason?
坦率讲，那是因为我们对永生的期待并没有转化成盼望。
That is because the people's expectation of eternal life has not been transformed into hope.
换句话讲呢，就是我们的欢喜快乐不是因为对永生的盼望。
That is to say that the joy is not due to the hope of eternal life.
乃是对现实生活的每天的得失。
I just care about the gain and the loss of daily life.
那当然就不可能持久嘛。
In this case, then it will not last.
这个时候，好奇心与猎奇的动机就捆绑了我们的价值观。
At this situation, and the curiosity and the novelty,
要控制欲将充满我们的血液。
The desire to control will fill our blood.
控制家人，控制朋友，控制身边的一切，有没有？
And control family, control friends, also control everything around us.
更要命的是什么呢？
What is even worse?
这个时候连自己当初起初仅存的一点喜乐也学会化妆了。
At this time, even joy also just became fake.
虚假与虚空瞒了人的心思意念的。
In this case, the falseness and the emptiness just fill one's heart.
从此心灵深处再也没有得到满足了。
And there's no satisfaction in the heart.
那怎么办呢？
So what can they do?
因为心里边很饥渴呀，很饥饿呀。
And someone just people just like just hunger for something.
于是乎，索取就成了唯一的驱动力。
Therefore, requesting just became the only driving force.
看得出来，这样的人他自己是痛苦万分，也是不想的。
And we can see the person in this kind of situation is in just great pain.
但是他也无人倾诉，也没有人可以帮他。
And he has no one to talk about, and no one can help him.
很简单的一点，就是向神祷告、祈求和感谢，他就是不愿意，怎么办呢？
And it's very, very simple, and just pray and petition and give the thanksgiving to the Lord.
明明上帝赐给我们有与神相合的恩典。
Obviously, God already gave us the grace, and we can have peace with God.
但这个前提是我们必须去支取这份恩典呐。
The premise is that we need to go and to receive this grace.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
领受丰富的爱意。
Receive abundant love.
那领受丰富的爱意又是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean? Receive abundant love.
神的恩典够我们用，对吧？
God's grace is sufficient for us.
我们的欢欢喜喜是神所赐的。
The rejoice we have, it's actually given by God.
人能够欢欢喜喜，本身就是上帝丰富的恩典呐。
And it is God's abundant grace that we can have rejoice.
因信而生出来的欢喜快乐，本身就是上帝的爱意啊。
The rejoice just come from just the Lord. That is God's love.
那这个爱意又是怎么来的呢？
So where does the love come from?
首先是因盼望而欢喜。
First, rejoice in hope.
一个人如果没有盼望，他所信的就枉然了。
If a person has no hope, then his faith is in vain.
如此这般，盼望的内涵就很重要了，对不对？
In this way, the connotation of hope is very important.
今天没有工作，需要找工作呀。
If there's no work today, then you need to find a job.
但是大家发现没有，找到工作却不能成为人的盼望。
However, did you notice that finding a job cannot be your hope?
因为人一旦找到工作，原先的盼望就荡然无存了。
Because once a person finds a job, his original hope is gone.
因此，一个人的欢喜必须是对准永恒的盼望。
Therefore, a person's joy must be directed toward eternal hope.
是因信神而喜乐。
That is rejoicing in faith in God.
这才是我们一生的追求啊。
And that is our lifelong pursuit.
而且我们必须要知道我们的好处不在他以外嘛。
Also, we need to know our good is not outside of him.
那又何必在乎在世间上的得失呢？
So what should we care about gains and losses in the world?
信心生盼望，盼望生欢喜，欢喜就不至于愁苦啦。
Faith produces hope. Hope produces joy, and joy will not lead to sorrow.
其次是因荣耀而欢喜。
Second, rejoice in the glory.
盼望必须是终极 关怀的目标，对吧？
Hope must be the goal of ultimate concern.
必须是与永恒的价值相连。
And it is to be connected to eternal value.
也就是与上帝相连了。
That is to connect with the Lord.
我们虽是眼不能见，
although the hope is invisible,
却借着因着信心却可以脚踏实地的为之奋斗。
And because of faith, we can work hard for it just down to the to earth.
呀，甚至是摆上生命了。
And even risk our lives.
盼望与心智相连。
When hope is connected to the heart,
就一定会产生荣耀感。
For sure, it will just produce a sense of glory.
盼望与虚荣相连会产生荣誉感。
If the hope is connected with all those fame, and it will just just cause this the sense of the glory.
荣耀与荣誉一字之差，但是意义差得很远的。
Glory and the reputation are just totally different.
荣耀是盼望的顶峰，只能仰望，不可以抢夺，更加不可以偷盗。
Glory is the pinnacle of hope. You just cannot just grab rob it and to get it.
荣誉却是人专空自己的心思意念去尝试打擦边球，想要抢夺上帝的荣耀。
Reputation is someone just want to just grab God's glory.
今天坊间存在的很多什么荣誉董事长啊，荣誉总经理啊，也包括一些荣誉牧师，也在打这个擦边球啊。
So nowadays, and for the reputation, many people just call like have this kind of title, like even emeritus pastors.
牧师退休就退休吧。
If a pastor retire and then just retire,
还要加上一个荣休，荣誉退休。
And however, some just want to add the title called emeritus pastor.
这个荣誉又不是上帝赐你的，你为什么那么在乎呢？
And this kind of reputation is not given by God. Why you care so much?
为什么不能是静悄悄，就像摩西一样，走向底波拉山就好了呢？
Why can't you just quietly, just like Moses, just go back to this the mountain?
退个休了也不忘顺便拉上一条羊腿回到自己的家中，要退休以后还得煮上一餐美味才能够得饱足啊。
And it seems like that even after retire, you still want to just grab have like a whole big nice meal and just go home.
人的喜乐与一时的高兴。
The difference between the joy and the temporary happiness.
其区别就是看你是否有神的荣耀，还是钻进人的荣誉里边去。
And it is whether you have the glory of God or the fame and the reputation in from the world.
呀，一个人凡不因神的荣耀而产生的喜乐或者高兴，都不是长久的，也不过是过眼的云烟，来得快，走得也快，轻飘飘的，毫无价值。
So any joy or happiness that is not due to the glory of God is fleeting.
Yeah, 那么亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你的感受是什么呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, so how do you feel about this?
你会不会是因神的荣耀而生出来的喜乐呢？
So do you have the joy and just come from the glory of God?
这是持久不衰的。
And this is the long lasting.
Yeah, 心中会唱出圣哉圣哉圣哉的颂赞。
And in this case, you will just have the praise to sing like holy, holy, holy.
Yeah, 最后是因患难而欢喜。
Finally, rejoice in adversity.
如何查验我们的喜乐是出于得失，还是出于神的荣耀呢？
So how to check whether our joy comes from gains and losses or from the glory of God?
Yeah, 这个时候上帝对我们的查验就临到，就来了。
At this time, God's examination of us comes.
那上帝透过什么方式来查验我们呢？
In what way?
往往是让我们经历一些患难，对吧？
It is often when we encounter adversity.
所谓患难见真情，说的就是这个道理啦。
This is the saying that a friend in need is a friend indeed.
人在诸事诸般的顺利的环境当中，往往不容易试验出喜乐还是一时的高兴。
When people are in an environment where everything goes well, it is often difficult to test whether they are rejoicing or temporarily happy.
但是当疾病来了，
But when the illness comes,
当失业了，
When you have a job loss,
发生一些交通的意外了，
Or accidents happen,
得了一些重病啦
or just have some severe illness.
突然间发现得癌症了
or suddenly just found out you got a cancer.
什么地方又长了肿瘤了
or had a tumor.
当真正的考验也就临到了，弟兄姐妹。
And in this case, the real test come.
耶稣在客西马尼园里边祷告也是如此啊。
When Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, it's the same.
圣经说他所流出的汗水犹如血滴啊。
The Bible says that his sweat was like drops of blood.
他的连祷告的声音也变得沙哑了。
Even his voice was hoarse when he prayed.
在十字架上，主甚至问天父为什么要离弃他。
On the cross, the Lord even asked the Father why he had abandoned him.
但是主最终在患难当中平静地说了一句，成了。
Finally, the Lord calmly said, "It is finished."
愿神的旨意成就在我们的生命当中。
May God's will fulfill in our life.
无论是在患难中，无论是在顺境中，对吧
？No matter in adversity or in the good environment.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
以神为乐的满足啊。
Contentment in God.
人生不如意之事十之八九啊。
Nine times out of ten things in life are not what we want.
凭什么你还那么多喜乐呢
？So why you have so much joy?
这也是我们在人群当中很难会见到人有笑脸，对吧
？Therefore, it is difficult for us to see smiling face in the crowd.
即使是笑，很多也都是皮笑肉不笑的虚假，对不对
？And even the smiles, it's just mostly fake.
你们想过为什么呢？
Have you ever thought about the reason?
首先我们先来看圣灵所结的果子。
First, the fruit of the Spirit.
坦率地讲，如果不是圣灵所结的果子，
Frankly speaking, if it is not the fruit of the Holy Spirit,
人的喜乐又怎么会有持久恒久的忍耐呢？
Then how can a person have a long-term patience?
忍耐所生出的老练是成熟的呀。
The character produced from endurance is mature.
此时此刻的盼望就有可能持久了，对吧
？And the hope at this time may be lasting.
很简单，比如说读圣经。
Maybe it's very simple. For example, when we read the Bible.
最近教会很多人在读圣经啊。
So recently, our church many brothers and sisters are reading the Bible.
有人读中文，也有人读英文呐。
So some read the Chinese Bible, some read the English version.
都是好事情。
They're all good things.
看见弟兄姐妹那么踊跃认真的读经，我们心里面是很感动的。
Our heart is moved, and that so many people just read the Bible.
读经没有忍耐，就不可能坚持下去的。
It is impossible to persevere without patience.
坚持一下子并不难。
It is not difficult to persist for a while.
难的是持之以恒，不放弃啊。
But a difficult thing is to persevere and not.
否则你一说话就原形毕露了。
Otherwise.Your true colors will be revealed.
很可能一听就知道你平日读经不多呀。
And when others hear you, they will know that you do not read the Bible much.
甚至呢，你也不常常思想。
And maybe you just do not think about it often.
你就努力用什么方法让读得溜一点呗。
So you may try some way and just try to read more fluently.
但是纸是包不住火的呀。
However, just paper cannot cover fire.
呀，人生命当中内心的浮躁。
The impetuousness.
Yeah, 灵里边的匮乏。
And also the lack of spirituality.
其实一试便知了。
And they can just be found out.
神又怎么会使用你呢？不会的。
In this case, how can God use you?
即使用你，也会显出生命中的羞耻。
Even you're used by God, and the shame in life will be revealed.
因为主也得不到他自己当得的荣耀。
Because in this way, the Lord will not receive the glory he deserves.
其次呢是使命生出的真爱。
Secondly, true love born of mission.
我们在什么样的情况下了解何为爱的，还记得吗？
Do you remember in what kind of situation we can understand about the true love?
圣经说是当主耶稣在十字架上为我们舍命的时候。我们就晓得何为爱了。
It is when the Lord Jesus laid down His life on the cross for us, then we knew what love is.
我们有些人很生犹大的气啊。
Maybe some of us we are just mad about Judas.
也非常恨大祭司。
Also just hate about the high priest.
包括希律王。
And also King Herod.
都是因为他们，所以耶稣上了十字架了。
Because of them, and then Jesus walked to the cross.
但是我们可能忽略了一点呢。
However, we may neglect one thing.
耶稣是多次强调这个道理。
So many times, Jesus emphasized this.
我不是因为犹大卖我才上十字架的。
It was not because Judas betrayed me that I went to the cross.
我上十字架是我自己走上去的。
And it is I that I walked to the cross.
大家想过为什么吗？
Have you thought about why?
因为为羊舍命是少有的，对吧？
Because it's very few to die just for the sheep.
为羊舍命是他的使命啊，弟兄姐妹。
It's a Jesus' mission to lay down his life for
the sheep. 而这个使命是从天父那里所领受的呀。
And the mission he just received from the Heavenly Father.
相反，如果是出于人本主义的，为义人死是少有的，为人人死是或者敢做的，唯有在基督在我们还做罪的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
On the contrary, if it is our humanism, for one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one will dare even to die. But God shows his love for us.
Yeah, 这条真理说明什么问题呢？
So,
这条真理说明什么问题呢？
So what is this truth that they're asking us?
其实这条真理在拷问我们每一个人的灵魂的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, and this truth, it is that question our soul.
也在追究我们每一个人的行事为人的动机。
Also, just come and dig out our motivation.
他在问我们的所作所为是否因为主呢？
So, just whether we do is because of the Lord.
还是为了我们自己那点可怜的私心或者无知呢？
Or because of our own poor selfishness or ignorance.
好，最后是以神为乐的生命。
Finally, a life that delights in God.
这一点是不容易察觉和体会出来的感觉的，对不对？
This is a feeling not easy to experience, right?
什么叫做以神为乐呢？
What does it mean to take delight in God?
其实就是我们因为相信他，我们的核心价值观得以改变了。
In fact, it is because of our faith in Him that our core values have changed.
可能我们过去是以这个世界、以世人的眼光来决定我们喜好与满足，对吧？
In the past, our preferences and satisfaction were determined by the world and the world's perspective.
我们可能一出门没化妆。
Maybe when we go out and we didn't do makeup.
哎呀，糟糕，我真面目见人了。
And then the true colors show up.
那就不得了了，对吧？
Then that's a big deal.
现在许多女生或者相当多的女生都是这样子，有没有？
So many of the female just like this.
如果拍一张照片没有经过修饰就放到网上，放到群里边，心里边就很难过，受影响了。
If a photo is posted in a group without being retouched, then your mood will be affected.
甚至是自己的年龄也成了不敢坦然无惧的面对了。
Even your own age has made you just afraid to face it calmly.
不能问，不能说，凭什么？为什么？
This cannot be asked and cannot just talk about that.
我们的容貌，我们的相貌，我们的年龄是什么？
So what is our appearance and our age?
难道不都是见证主的器皿吗？
Isn't that just the vessel to witness to our Lord?
为何你归为自己的虚荣心，为主为己所用，而不是为主所用呢？
So why you just kind of hide it and just not to be used by God?
所以我们的生命的中的一切，若是能够为主所用，当然也就是以神为乐的见证了，弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, if everything in our lives can be used by the Lord, of course, it will be a testament that we can just enjoy our Lord.
这个世界给了我们太多的这种似是而非的虚假呀。
This world just gives us a lot of this false direction.
我们能不能够唯独单独的、单一的、单单是为了主而活呢？
Can we just simply live for God?
好，信心向蒙恩转化。
Transformation of faith into grace
是属灵生命成长的印记啊。
It's the mark of the spiritual life of growth.
也是活出主的样式的必由之路啊。
And it is the only way to live out the likeness of the Lord.
与神相合的恩典是神为凡信他的人所预备的道路。
The grace of peace with God is the way God has prepared for all those who believe in Him.
因盼望而生出来的欢喜快乐呢？
So the joy is born of hope.
是我们当效法主的生命。
It is the life that we should imitate the Lord.
那么以神为乐，则是我们必要活出的真理了。
Taking delight in God is a truth we must live out.
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们既因信称义。
And we're just are just being called righteous that in you by faith.
我们就借着主耶稣基督与神相合呀。
So Jesus Christ, we can be, have the peace with you.
因为如今活着的不再是我。
Because our life is no longer the same.
我们已经借着主耶稣基督因信得以进入现在所站的这恩典中啊。
Through Jesus Christ, by faith, we're able to enter into the grace.
而且并且是马上就能够经历到这种欢欢喜喜的快乐呀。
And also, we can just quickly enjoy and this in the delight in you.
这种欢喜快乐是源于盼望神的荣耀。
The joy and delight, and actually, that is because of the faith.
即使你赐给我们有患难，我们也感谢主，凡事谢恩。
Even though we encounter adversity and we have the thanksgiving heart.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们与神相合是借着主耶稣基督。
So we have peace with Jesus Christ. It's in you. It's through Jesus Christ.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信啊。
Because we're saved just by the grace, also by faith.
这是信心向蒙恩转化的必要条件。
This is a necessary this condition.So to transform from faith to grace.
求主继续的带领我们。
May God continue to guide us.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.